It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, did you see how many sticks I brought today? If you look carefully, you can see there are three sticks. And each one of them has a hole right in the middle. And I'll show you what's going to fit in that hole. It's in my pocket here. Looks like a Y. It's a bolt. It's a Y-looking bolt. And here are three little nuts that will fit on it, too. I'll put it together and show you. One. Two. Three. Now, can you imagine what that might be for? That's really for a seat. Something to sit on. But you... Oh, that may be Mr. McFeely now. He's going to bring the rest of it. Yep. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. I have an order
here. Did you find
it? Is this what you ordered?
That's exactly it. I think it'll fit. Well, it's going to go right on those sticks there.
Could I see how it
fits on? Of course. Of course. Come right in and we'll work it.
Just want to make sure it works.
See these pockets here?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the sticks could fit in the pocket
I see.
Since there are three sticks, there need to be three pockets.
Well, there you go.
There it is.
Why don't you try it?
All right. Feels
perfect.
Like riding a horse. You want to try it?
I'd like to.
All right. There you go.
See? Oh. But if you're a speedy delivery man, you can't sit very long. Oh, I almost forgot.
I almost forgot.
I have a delivery book here. I want you to sign for that delivery today already.
That's a clever seat.
Sign on the dotted line.
All right.
Thank you. I have a lot of deliveries today, so right now I'll just say to you, speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. See you around the neighborhood.
All right.
Good day.
Bye-bye. There's the seat. Here's the easel. Here's the pad of paper. Can you imagine what I'm going to do? I'm going to draw. I think I'll use crayons. Here's some. See the crayons I have? Here's some small ones here. And here's some larger ones. That's a good color. That one's yellow. Did you ever wonder how crayons were made? I've often thought about people making crayons. I'll do some more of this later, but I'd like to show you some people making crayons. Let's come along. I have a film of it here. There's the railroad tank car, which carries the hot wax. And from the tank, it's poured into a kind of big kettle. This is a kind of powder that makes the wax hard. And then after that, people put in the pigment, which is like colored flour. This pigment is yellow, so it's helping to make yellow crayons. Now all of that hot wax and hardener and pigment are mixed together and drained into a pouring bucket. This is a mold for lots of crayons. Each little hole will be filled with the colored wax. See how they pour that in? It's kind of a double bucket. And that colored wax is going down into all those holes. And a little later, each one of those holes will show a crayon coming up. The people wait for about 5 minutes for the yellow wax to get hard, and then they scrape off the top, which they'll melt and use again. Now watch the crayons come into those crayon collectors. There they are. Look at all those yellow crayons. Handfuls of yellow crayons. Can you imagine what this machine is for? Those things that go around crayons? Those are labels. Yes, so this is a machine that puts labels on the crayons. It's like a Ferris wheel, isn't it? Have lots of rides. Then people take the crayons to a collating machine where 16 different colors of crayons are put together. Look at all those colors. Beautiful. And each one of them is mixed into a little box. So each one of those little boxes has 16 different color crayons in it. More colors in more little boxes.
boxes of crayons. Many little boxes are put together in one big box. Then they're all put into the big shipping box. And then people take those boxes to the stores where other people come to buy them. That's how they buy the crayons. Now, people make crayons. You saw the yellow crayons being made. Well, of course, they make all different colors and all different sizes and shapes. Look at the ends of these. Those are different shapes, you see, and sizes. I think I'll just draw something here. Do you like to draw with crayons? I do. But I'm not very good at it. But it doesn't matter. It's just the fun of doing it that's important. That's the way I usually draw a house. Have some windows. A window down here. Somebody to look for their mom or dad coming home from work. And a tree. There's a tree. What about a person over here? Maybe I should use some different colors. Now, I wouldn't have made that if I'd just been thinking about it. Just pretending about it, it wouldn't be there. You can make believe it happens, or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it. 'Cause you did it. You did it. You did it. That's right. And it feels good to do things. No matter how anybody says it is. It feels good to have made something. Also feels good to make believe. So let's do some of that now, too. Make believe is just thinking. Making up things. So let's make believe that King Friday is going to have a drawing contest. That'd be fun, don't you think? Everybody can draw something and then send it to King Friday and he can be the judge. And I imagine he'll have some kind of a surprise. Well, he could be telling Miss Polificate about it as the trolley goes to the neighborhood of make-believe. All right, trolley? Neighborhood of make-believe. And of course the trolley could be of help too. Don't you think that's an excellent idea that we've been talking about, Miss Polificate?
Oh, I do, King Friday, because almost everybody can make some kind of drawing.
Even the school children, don't you think?
Oh, of course. Oh, almost all children love to use their crayons and paper to make all sorts of pictures.
But I think the pictures for the contest should all be drawings of this neighborhood.
Well, but you can be sure that every one of them will be different.
It will be a difficult contest to judge. Mm-hmm. But first of all, I want you to call the teacher, Harriet Elizabeth Cow, and ask her to come here right away. I wish to discuss this with her.
Oh, of course, Your Majesty. Yes.
Yeah, hello. This is the school at someplace else.
Hello, Miss Cow?
Yes.
This is Miss Polificate at the castle.
Oh, dear, how are you, dear?
Oh, just fine.
Good.
I'm calling for King Friday.
Well, is everything all right?
Oh, just fine.
Good, good. Well, just hold on just a second. Prince Tuesday, everything's fine at your house. In fact, you kids can go on with your reading, and I'll be with you in a minute. Now then, what can I help you with, dear?
Oh, King Friday would like you to come over to the castle right away. He has a wonderful idea.
Oh, I couldn't come right now.
She says she can't come right now.
Why not?
Why not, Harriet?
Well, because I'm teaching and I don't have a teacher's helper.
She's teaching and she doesn't have a teacher's helper.
Well, couldn't you be the teacher's helper?
Well, I could ask.
Good.
Harriet, could I be the teacher's helper?
Well, of course, dear. Come right over. You can teach about telephones.
Oh, I'll be right over.
Good.
Sometimes I like to talk on the telephone.
So do I.
Oh, I do too, but not for very long.
Mm-hmm. Now, students, that was Miss Polificate, and she's coming over to tell you about telephones while I go see what the king wants.
Does Daddy have another big idea?
I guess so.
I'll bet it'll be fun. Sometimes grown-ups have fun ideas.
And sometimes they don't.
That's right. But that's the same with everybody.
I guess so.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, hi, Miss Polificate.
Oh, Miss Polificate, I really appreciate your help. And I'll be back as soon as I possibly can.
Fine.
Okay, then.
Goodbye,
bye, everyone.
Bye.
Now, friends, I think the very best thing I can tell you about the telephone is that when it rings and you pick it up, there's someone on the other end to talk with. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, I just love the telephone. Now, I think the very best way to...
A wonderful idea, a perfectly wonderful idea. Yes. Oh, Ms. Cow, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
I shall be brief, for I know you have your class, Ms. Cow.
I'm anxious to hear what you have in mind, sir.
I should like to start a drawing contest.
A drawing contest?
Yes. Do you like the idea?
Well, not usually, King Friday.
What do you mean?
Well, because everyone has different talents and everyone's drawings are different.
So?
So, art contests are impossible to judge.
I will be the judge. Oh. I will even build a judging stand right over there.
All right, so long as everyone knows that, you know.
They will, and everyone will be able to enjoy the prize.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. What is the prize?
It will be a surprise prize.
A surprise prize? How loyal. A royal.
Yes, well, you may tell your students.
Well, I shall. And thank you, Your Majesty.
Thank you.
Oh, incidentally, King Friday.
Yes, Ms. Cow.
What do you want the people to draw?
This neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, well, that should be fun.
I expect it to be a very royal contest.
Of course, Your Majesty.
Farewell, Teacher Cow.
Farewell, King Friday.
Farewell.
So if somebody calls and it's the wrong number, you say you're sorry?
That's right, Daniel.
But why do you say you're sorry if it's not your fault?
Oh, you know, I really don't know. Does anyone have an idea?
Maybe you're sorry for yourself because you had to answer the phone and you were playing.
Or maybe you are wishing that somebody special would call and then it wasn't your friend after all.
Could be.
You know, I really like you kids. I think I've learned a lot more from you than you've learned from me.
Oh, we've had a good time.
Listen. Well, it's interesting news, everybody.
What?
King Friday wants to have a contest, and everyone's to draw the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Did he say what the prize is going to be?
Well, he said it would be a surprise prize.
I wonder if he'll give away the playing car. I'd like that as a prize.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's everybody think all the different ways of drawing the neighborhood of make-believe, shall we?
Okay. You know, Harriet, you have a wonderful class, and I've had the best time.
Wouldn't you?
What's going on here, Toots?
Oh, a new contest.
What's the prize?
Well, the king hasn't told anybody yet.
Well, I'd better win.
Well, do you always have to win everything, Lady Elaine?
Of course. Now, what do we have to do?
Oh, see the signs back there? Draw the neighborhood contest. That's what you have to do. Make a drawing of this neighborhood.
That's all?
That's it.
Huh. Well, I'm going to win, so that's that.
Lady Elaine?
Yeah?
Did you ever have any brothers or sisters?
Sure, I had a sister, Barbara. Why?
What did you think of her?
Oh, she was always winning everything. She was a drag.
Couldn't you win when she was around?
No, she had a corner on everything. But when I grew up, I started doing the winning.
But there was a time when you knew how it felt not to win.
I'll say. I hated losing all the time. I just hated it. And I still hate it when I lose, and I'm not about to lose. And anyway, people like you better if you win.
Who told you that?
I told myself. I'm going to win this prize, and I'm going to take it to my museum and not show it to anybody. What did you say the prize was?
Well, the king calls it a surprise prize. That's all I know.
He might as well hand it over to me right away because I am winning.
Oh, those children in the school have such great ideas.
Are they drawing the neighborhood too?
Well, sure. I guess everyone is. Oh, it should be great fun to see all the different ones, don't you think?
Yes, so long as I win. You know that.
Trolley, make a drawing of the neighborhood.
Oh, don't bother, Trolley. Yours truly's got it in the bag.
Lady Elaine's just heard about the contest, and all she's thinking about is winning. Not doing, but winning. It should be the fun of doing it that's important. You could draw your own neighborhood, or your own neighborhood of make-believe. I think I'll try drawing mine. Neighborhood of make-believe. You can do it with just colors, too, if you want to. That could be the color for the castle. It's a big place with a trolley track like that. And that could be Corny's factory there. And the tree, X and Henrietta's tree. And Lady Elaine's museum go round. All those pillars. Platypus Mound. Daniel's clock. In fact, you could just play with colors. Mix them up. See what they look like together. Did you ever do that? What would you put in your drawing? The best thing is that each person's would be different. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time. For a friendship with me, you see, F-R-I-E-N-D, special, you are my friend, you're special to me, there's only one in this wonderful world, you are special, and that's true, you're the only person who is exactly like you, so in a way, you've already won in this world because you're the only one who can be you. The things you do are always a little bit different from anybody else. And that's the way it's supposed to be. You are special. I may do some more drawing myself this evening. I hope you'll try. Draw whatever you like and show it to the people you love and ask them if they like to draw too. Sometimes other people will surprise you with things you never knew they could do. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I brought 3 sticks with me, and now I'll take a whole little chair back. It's just come apart like that. Do you ever surprise other people with the things that you do? Do you feel proud when they like what you've done? You make each day a special day. You know how, by just your being you. I'll be back.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Chicka-doink!